finding your direction in life is not as hard as one might think. Today, I'm going to give you a very simple process to pick a direction and go with it and allow it to kind of sweep you in to the flow of life. Let's go get that nugget. Welcome to Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind, your host, energy healer, and intuitive coach. This is where we learn to master our lives and ignite our spirit, one nugget at a time. Hey guys, it's Jen Mack, Lady of the Mind. Welcome to today's episode where I'm hoping that I'm finding you making decisions with clarity. If you're not making decisions with clarity, then it is my intention that in today's episode, I give you just one nugget of inspiration towards a transformation. So this past weekend, Amy and I went to one of our shows. We sell meditation products. We go to an expo, and there's about 65 vendors. We've been doing it for a few years now, and the hosts have been doing it for several years. And I got a spot as the keynote. So during the show, it's all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and throughout the day, they have half-hour blocks of different vendors that can basically be on stage talking about their craft or their products or whatever. And as a keynote speaker, if you don't know, a keynote is kind of this luxury position. It feels kind of important. And the keynote is like this like really important position to be in. And keynote speakers out in the world make a lot of money, and they're very renowned, and takes a lot of practice, and you have to be really good to, you know, to be in that position. So I took it like as this big honor, right? And I got both days, Saturday and Sunday, and I was kind of excited. And so over the course of several months, I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? What is going to be, what's my topic, you know, and it's related to meditation and, of course, you know, what my skill and my area of expertise is. And, well, you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, I have over 400 episodes on a lot of different topics, but it's kind of the same, you know, thread, right? Energy work and meditation and going inward and creating your life and working with the energy. And so anyway, so, you know, a few months in of thinking, what am I going to talk about? Because you only have a half an hour. And I don't know about you, but a half an hour goes by really fast. And as a speaker, we have to structure our talk in a certain way that kind of takes, my opinion anyways, to take you as the audience on a journey. And, you know, I'm always like, yeah, let's tell a story and let's go inward and let's go on a journey. And I'm thinking, what is the one thing I want to help you to do? Well, first and foremost, it's to heal. That's like my main focus, is to heal something in you, energy or stuck energy, so you can elevate to the higher version of yourself. And so several months in, I'm thinking, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I love the analogy of the hose. And so, and if you've heard my episode, you know, you've heard me talk about it, and I won't go into great detail here, but basically the hose is us and connected to water and the garden, and the garden is our life, and the water is life force energy, and allowing ourselves to be basically clean and clear conduit, and to be this open, unkinked, a connection to source energy and Mother Earth. And when we're not, you know, that's when we create pain in our body, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain. And it goes deeper and broader, and it's, you know, it's a big topic. So I'm like, I'm going to do that. So I started to build my talk around the hose. So for several months, I'm curating and creating this talk and the transitions, which go from one topic to the next. And, oh, I got to introduce myself. And, oh, I probably should talk about the products that we carry in our booth. And I should talk about, you know, my expertise. I'm going on and on and on. Well, anyway, the first time my talk is like 45 minutes long. Well, I only have 30 minutes. So I'm cutting it back and cutting it back. Anyway, so fast forward to a few weeks before the talk, and I'm practicing and I'm pacing and I'm cutting, you know, parts and pieces and changing things and whatever. Now it's a day before the talk, and I'm nervous. I'm so nervous, and nervous in a good way, but nervous in not a good way at the same time. And if you are a speaker or you're on stage in any way, you know, it's fine to have nerves, you know, it's kind of exciting, but I'm like super nervous, which is different. You know, over the course of 15 years, I've been on lots of stages. I love being on stage, but this one was different. And Amy calls it, it's like I was being really in my head about the talk. And our head is never a good place to be when you're going to be on stage. You really need to be in the heart. You really need to be open and grounded and kind of connected, right? So the whole night before, I'm nervous, I'm pacing, I'm trying to like memorize. And when I say memorize, I don't literally word for word memorize my talks. I like to just fly. I like to just go and connect and just let it all come out. And that's a good place to be. It's like in the zone. If you want to use really clear words that you would understand, in the zone is connected and grounded when I'm talking. So I didn't memorize word for word, but I tried to memorize the transition. So here, I'm going to start with questions, and then I'm going to do the intro, and I'm going to do my intention, and then I'm going to start with the steps, right? So I'm trying to memorize that. That's where the nerves were coming from. So the first, I have two talks. So this is Saturday. I'm nervous. I get up on stage. There's about 110 people. I'm so excited, but I'm nervous. And I'm like, can't even focus. Like, I never really got in the zone. And the results from that talk were great, as in there were a lot of people, and that sort of felt good. But then at the same time, the results as far as business or contacts or connections didn't really happen. And I was a little disappointed. And then the next day, well, that night, I'm thinking, I didn't like that talk at all. Well, I've been working on it for like 5 months. And so now I'm like, I have a talk, like I'm going to change it, or I'm going to tweak it a little bit, and I'm going to do something different tomorrow, which would be Sunday. But man, it's like, I'm tired. We've been in the booth all day. You know, we're eating like crap or hardly eating at all. You know, it's, you know, I'm like physically drained from all the work we did and all being around the people all day long. And it was really busy. And we get home and we're, you know, or we get back to the hotel, we're eating dinner. And I'm thinking, I have to restructure this whole thing. Like, how am I going to do this in one day? And so I'm like, okay, in the night, I'm just going to get grounded. I'm like, I forgot how I do things. So I'm like, I'm going to get grounded. I'm going to connect to intuition, and I'm going to do the talk from that place. I'm like, duh, that's what we do, right? I connect with the outcome of what I want. I connect. I'm like, what in the world? So I go to sleep. I kind of like rough draft of what I'm taking out, what I'm not going to talk about, and whatever. So now fast forward, it's the next day. I'm not nervous at all. I'm completely connected. I'm completely grounded. I'm like, oh, I feel like I might have missed my opportunity. I was a little disappointed. Anyway, so I go, it's, you know, the talk is coming up. It's 5 minutes later, and or 5 minutes to go on stage. And I see, and there's probably now half the amount of people that were there on Saturday. And Sunday is always a little bit slower. So I get there and I'm on stage, and there's, you know, 45 people or so. And I just tap in and I just go. And I could hardly even tell you right now what I talked about. I know what the topic was, but like how I went from here to there. And I just was in the flow. I was in the zone, and the results were amazing. The connections, the products that we sold, but the friends that we made, the people that we met, it was amazing. The talk was so much more in the flow. The first one was too heady. The second one, I was coming right from the heart. So that's my steps for you. When we're making a decision about something, we need to not be in our head. I did a bunch of coaching this past weekend and healing, and I would ask somebody, okay, so if you weren't feeling this, what would you be feeling? They're like, I don't know. What would I be feeling? I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you. You have to decide. So we try to decide and make our decisions in life based on how our head is. Our head is the mental energy that is very, very small and also very short. Can't see very far in the future, very limited in the belief structure, very, very like, it was just limited, very limited. So when we get into our heart space, we become more elevated. Our perspective is a lot higher. And when I was able to do that, the results were so much better. So how do we do this? When you have a decision to make about anything, this is literally anything, is to get grounded and to connect intuitively. My process for doing that has changed over the years, but my favorite is just to close my eyes and focus on my heart. And I just say, I clean and clear this space of any and all negative energy, and I allow only love and light to enter here. And it allows me to open my heart and get grounded. And if any of these terms don't make any sense to you, it is just about connecting to Mother Earth and like getting into our human body and using it as a compass for what direction is the best. So connecting to Mother Earth and getting in our body. So we close our eyes, feel our butt in the seat, feel your feet on the floor, and just breathe into your body. Then the next is to say something that allows source energy to come in. So I am a clear conduit to allow source energy to come into my heart and just guide me. And now I'm this complete open space for source energy to work, which is why when I'm on stage in that place, and I do this with coaching too, when I'm on stage or I'm in coaching and I'm trying to let intuition guide me, that my brain doesn't really remember what we were doing because my brain kind of isn't in the act, if you will. My energy and my intuition and source energy is kind of working through me. And so at the end of the day, you know, Amy, you know, after we do a bunch of sales and a bunch of coaching, at the end of the day, Amy's like, how was your talk? Because of course she's manning the booth, right? And I said, it was awesome. Which one was better? The second one. And she goes, you know, it was because you were not in your head, but you were in your heart. And I said, you're totally right. I got grounded. I was in intuition. She goes, what did you talk about? And I'm like, I remember like the topics, but I could not recreate that speech. Like it wasn't something that was memorized. Now I have different content to share with anybody, no matter where they are in their journey. Like I've been studying this for years and years and years. And so I have all the pieces that I need to help you get any one thing that you need in your journey. I just need to connect to intuition and give you that one piece. So here's my homework for you, if you want to take it, is being able to create from that space of intuition. So getting grounded, you know, feeling into your body, bring your awareness to how your physical body feels sitting on the piece of furniture that it's sitting on. Feel where your feet are connected. Feel where your butt and your thighs are connected to the chair. And then feel if your back is connected. Feel all of that. And then from there, just breathe. When we breathe, we are focusing more of our attention and our awareness on how our body feels on the inside. This is all energy. So as you breathe in, feel your body. Feel the sensations in your body. Do you feel nervous? Can you feel your heart racing? Can you feel any discomfort or any tension in your body? Do you feel relaxed? Do you feel light? Do you feel heavy? Start to work in that space. You're going to allow your intuition to start coming in as we start to turn away from our environment. And you've heard me say, it's not out there, it's in here. So when we want clarity in making a decision, we turn our body into a compass. This just becomes a way for us to allow universal energy or source energy to work and give us direction and point us in the direction of what is the best decision for me right now. And when I was asking that the night before the talk, it's just to connect. It's just to get into that space and allow intuition. And I'm like, I couldn't believe that didn't come to me. But Amy had a really good point where she was saying that, she goes, that's just a good lesson, is for you to trust your intuition. It's just like when you have a compass in your hand, you have to trust that when the needle is pointing in that direction, that's north. And you have to trust that. Trusting our intuition takes a little bit of time if you're not used to it. But I love to give any clients that are new to opening their intuition is do little things at a time. Which food is better for me to eat right now that's going to nourish my body or fuel my body? Which car should I drive to work if you have several cars? Which way should I drive to work? What should I wear today that would be the most comfortable for me? And using your intuition to guide you on all of those little decisions to learn the trust and the faith of believing in our intuition, and then moving a little bit further in what we think are bigger decisions and trusting intuition. It becomes really fun because I didn't go up there with any notes. I didn't have a slideshow. I didn't have any kind of projection. I literally went up there with nothing. And they hooked me up with a microphone and here you go, here's your talk. And as I stood there looking at all these faces looking at me, I'm like, what in the world am I going to do? But I just breathed. I felt my feet on the floor and I just breathed in and I just said, let me be connected to intuition. And then I just went. When that happens, I like lit up inside. Like I can't quite explain. I know I've said it a couple different podcasts. It's like my heart just kind of opened it in this portal and I knew that I was connected and I just went. And a couple of those things that were in my talk did come out in the beginning of my talk that just kind of created this momentum. But basically, it was shutting out my head and letting my heart speak. I hope that this makes sense to you and you will be guided by your intuition. Start grounding, feeling your body and the furniture and your body connected to the planet, and then opening up your heart and opening up that portal to allow intuition to work with you. It's going to be a lot of fun, but this gave me a lot of clarity about how I can live my life going forward in bigger, broader ways. Like there's times when I coach and I open my intuition, or I'm going to do, I'm going to record a course or do a guided meditation, or even before I do a podcast, but I'm going to do it in every aspect of my life and just play with it a little bit more, that it's not just coaching or not just this or for whatever decisions you make, but I'm just going to ask and invite you to open this up just a little bit more and see what good comes from this. And if you want to share, I would love to have you come into my Lady Rising group on Facebook. And when you come in through the membership, say, I'm coming in through the podcast, and then share the results and the outcomes you get from opening your intuition. It's quite fun. And if it's anything that you're interested in going deeper, send me an email, and you'll get it in the outro, but send me an email that says, you know, hey, Jen, like I'm interested in this and I would love to chat with you. And maybe, you know, we could jump on a call and have a conversation about it. It's always exciting to me to help any brother or sister who's interested in taking this knowledge and going just a little bit deeper. Wow, that may have felt like a lot of information in today's episode, but if you're looking for support and a deeper knowledge of what we talked about today, then let's connect. You can learn more about how I work and how you can work with me. Send me an email to the meditationroomtc@gmail.com, subject line, let's talk. And in the meantime, you can join my online Facebook community, Lady Rising, and mention that you came in through the podcast. I look forward to supporting you and connecting with you there. Thank you for listening. If you liked that episode, please subscribe, like, or write a review. Let me know how that landed with you. If you'd like to support this podcast, please check out in the show notes where you can buy me a chai tea, or you can join my newest podcast membership for exclusive episodes, guided meditations, and transformative exercises that you won't find anywhere else. Bring your journal, open your heart, and let's get ready for some serious transformation.